The Everlasting Gospel. Chapter 34. Justified by knowledge. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. What knowledge of us has the Lord, and how does he have it? Thus, the word of God is living and active, and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and quick to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and laid open before the eyes of him with whom we have to do. There is nothing that the Lord does not know about men, and he knows it not by hearsay, not as the result of inquiry, but from actual experience. The word that creates and upholds is present in every being, for the word is the life. In every fiber of the body, there is the word of God present. He knows the sins, because he bears them. The knowledge by which he justifies is the knowledge of experience, for he bears the iniquities. In the Lord, power and wisdom are combined. There is power intelligently directed. His power is his wisdom, and his wisdom is powerful. Thus it is that there is no such thing as chance in the world. Force does not act at random, but since it is God's own power, it acts according to the wisdom of God. By his wisdom God has established the world. The Lord by wisdom has founded the earth, by understanding has he established the heavens, and by his discretion he has stretched out the heavens. He has made the earth by his power, he has established the world by his wisdom, and has stretched out the heavens by his discretion. By his knowledge he justifies. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Thus we see that the wisdom and power that saves us from sin is identical with that which created and upholds the universe. What chance then is there for anybody to say, "I am such a sinner that it doesn't seem possible that the Lord can save me"? Is anything too hard for the Lord? No one need philosophize or draw conclusions. All we have to do is to recognize and admit a simple fact, namely, that the Lord is the Creator. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship him that made heaven and earth, and the sea, and the fountains of waters. And you will never find any place for doubts as to the power of God to do whatever he pleases.